if you're trying to grow your company, you'll want to engage people. And people are not easy. People are irrational, psychological. They operate in ways that only make sense to themselves, right? You and I are people. We do the same thing. And we're frustrating for the other people around us, just as those people are frustrating for you in turn. So how do you perfect your pitch so that your pitch, whatever it is that you're pitching, right? We all pitch things. We pitch jobs, projects, products and services. We pitch investment. We pitch the sale of the company, whatever it is. If you're leading, if you're a leader, the ultimate leader of the business or a leader within a business, you've got to pitch things. And there's definitely a way to get much better at this. So I want to help you perfect your pitch right now. And I know that when I do this right and well, it makes a massive difference. The first thing that we want to do is share a vision for the future in some area. The job, investment, like whatever. We want to describe an ideal future state. We could even begin talking about the way things are right now. You know, here's what's going on in the customer's situation or the department or whatever. And, but if we did this thing or you bought that or went like this, like it could be better. So talk about how things, the problem that exists today, the gap, the, and then talk about the way the future could be. So you just want to create a little picture, and it should be something that you're excited about, right? The excitement, the passion, that is the emotional center that will drive the decision for anything. So we know that decisions and actions start in a sort of a before language, an early, deeper part of the brain. And that at that place, we're thinking about things. So we want to strike the emotional chord. And one of the simplest ways to do it is talk about a problem, right? That's something we want to deal with. And then create a vision for the future that's without the problem, with the problem solved, right? Very simple, subtle. And it, this applies investment, hiring, selling, any area you can do the problem and then the future state. So simply said, and then, and this is really key, why them? Why, if I'm talking to an investor, if I'm talking to a job candidate, if I'm talking to a manager that I want to take on a project, if I'm talking to a customer or a prospect that I'd like to be a customer, any of these things, why am I talking to them? What is it that I think that might be of interest to them in their world? And this requires me to think about, what does this person care about? What do they want? And for that, you have to set aside what you want and what you're doing and think about them for a second from their perspective. Now, you can't get in their head, so you don't actually know. But if you speculate, if you think about it, and if you say, I was thinking that this might be a great investment, a purchase, a job, a whatever for you because of X, Y, and Z, because I know these things about you, they could say, no. Actually, it's not. It's because of this. Or they could say, exactly. And that's why I'm excited about this too. So you want to take this future thing that's so cool, that solves a problem, and now I want to personalize it and connect it to the other person. When we do that well, that's the formula. Really three parts to this, to having a perfect pitch again and again. And it's not about getting the words perfectly. We want to touch the spaces and address what people find frustrating with a way thing people aspire to have things be better in the future, and then see how they fit the situation, how they fit all that. And that is a perfect pitch every time. Hope that's been helpful. We'll talk to you again soon.